The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Yo, 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 what is up? It's your boy Sterls right here. Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. Man, man. Bills lose a heartbreaker, man. This one's tough. This one is tough. The Bills lose in overtime tonight. Man. It's brutal. It hurts. This one hurts. Bills lose 37-34 in an overtime thriller. You're watching the Buffalo Rumblings post-game show. I'm your host, Sterls, and man, I got mixed emotions about this game. I got mixed emotions. And you know how we do it. You know, first of all, before we jump into this thing, this show is brought to you by Slide a Shelf, where we can help you reach what matters. Bills fans, if you have a home improvement project that involves shelving of any kind, and you are wanting to hide your knickknacks, your snacks, make sure you go see my guys at slideashelf.com. Use the promo code Intentional Grounding and get 20% off your next order. Slideashelf.com, reach what matters. Let me tell you something, man. I feel defeated. I feel sad. I feel kind of optimistic in some areas too. They had it coming into this game. I had a good feeling. I was telling people, yo, I have a good feeling about this game. I think the Bills can come in here and win this game. And I'm not one to say the refs lost the game for us, but the refs played a part. The Bills also failed to execute on some things as well. And I can't even sit here and say it was a sloppy game for the Bills, because it really wasn't. It didn't feel like it. But they had some opportunities, and they didn't get it done. And so I don't know, man. I'm a little defeated here. I'm going to bring my dog in real quick. I know you're going to come up in here with some optimistic. The Bills are going to be okay. I'm just not feeling it right now, man. It took the wind out of me though, a little bit, you know. And it wasn't like the Bills, it was one of those defeats where the Bills just looked abysmal, like we've seen earlier in the season, right? Even though they're always one score games, and it comes down to overtime. And when it went to overtime, I knew, I had a feeling like, yo, I don't know if we're gonna do it. And lo and behold, we didn't do it. But how are you feeling over there, man?
I mean, it's tough. It hurts. But I mean, if you told me that before the game that we were going to come in and it would be a one-point game where our offense was moving the ball well, I wouldn't be too upset. Or a one-score game, I wouldn't be too upset. It hurts the way it happened. I just, like, there's so many opportunities that you have to take advantage of throughout that game. Gabe's wide open for a touchdown, missed throw. Cooks drops a touchdown. Our defense.
Hold on. You're not going to come in here. We don't know if it was the choice route was inside or outside. We don't know.
Based on the conversation that Diggs and Gabe had on the sideline, when I'm looking at the
you
conversation, I didn't hear it, but I'm saying based on the conversation, the way they were talking, it was a corner route, but because he beat him so bad, Diggs was saying, just turn around for the ball right away. Gabe was telling him that he's playing on my inside shoulder and I beat him to the outside and that ball's got to be on the outside. So, like, man, don't get me wrong. Either way, like, it was just missed opportunities throughout the entire
game. I'm not going to point the blame on Gabe or Josh on that. I mean, right. –
And then one together, turnover together, that hurt, right? That Cook's touchdown grab hurt. Like, we had a chance to put the game away early, didn't take advantage of it. The defense came out and struggled in the second half. To be honest, mm-hmm. they played all right. There was like four or five plays, I would say, that were like Micah has a 50-50 ball in the end zone where the quarterback had the ball for 6 seconds. I would like to win those. They called a good cover two beater where Michael was a little late. He was playing the screen ball, and the guy beat him up the seam. Rough game for Micah. But I'm not too pissed about the final score. I'm more pissed about how we lost.
Yeah, it's deflating. And if you're at home, you have a right to be irritated. You know, you could be irritated at execution because, you know, man – you know, but before we get into some of the flaws and some things, let's, you know, just like we do every week, man, we go through the box score. We kind of just talk about it. So we'll start with the offense for the Philadelphia Eagles here. Jalen Hurts on the night, 18 to 31, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. I felt like they did a good job on Jalen Hurts tonight. 2 sacks for 7 yards. He finished the game with a 96.2 quarterback rating there. DeAndre Swift has some runs that kind of hurt us at the end. You know, some guys kind of miscontained, namely Tyrell Dotson. Taron Johnson had a mishap there. But 14 carries, 80 yards, 5.7 yards per carry. Jalen Hurts, 14 carries, 65 yards, 2 touchdowns. One on the quarterback sneak or the tush push, if you will. And the other that broke the Bills back in that overtime. And then, you know, Kenneth Gainwell, Boston Scott really didn't do anything. Receiving for the Philadelphia Eagles, you had Devontae Smith, 7 receptions, 106 yards. I felt like he played well. I don't know, you know, it felt like a lot of his yardage came from zone defense and Hurts just fitting the ball there. A.J. Brown was a non-factor to me in this game, 5 receptions, 37 yards, and 1 touchdown. Olamide Zaccheaus had that 1 catch in the end zone, which proved to be huge. But overall, I feel like, you know, the Bills, they did a decent job. I don't like the fact that the Eagles had 185 yards rushing on the day, 5.8 yards per carry between all the guys that carried the ball. You know, I think that to me was the difference there. But pass defense once again was pretty damn good. I mean, you really can't be mad about what the Bills did, pass defense wise. So, you know, when we look at this Eagles offense, man, I felt like the Bills had a lot of opportunities. You know, they on third down, I think they were hurting on third down. I'm going to have to I'll find the stats on that. On third down, though, the Eagles, they were 4 of 11 on third down. Some of those proved to be huge. The Eagles did not have a fourth down conversion, I guess because they didn't need it. But on the day, this is crazy to me. For the consecutive week, the Eagles, they don't gain as many yards as their opponent, but they're coming out and they're finding these wins, man. 378 yards. The Bills had 500 yards of total offense. You got to be kidding me here. I don't know. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the Eagles offense, man? Anything you like?
I thought for the first three quarters, I don't want to say the first three quarters in about 5 minutes, our defense did a really good job on that offense. I will say that they had a long drive to start the fourth and the end of the third that ended in a touchdown. And then we immediately turned the ball over in our side of the field. And that hurt. I mean, through the first three quarters, we should have had a bigger lead than we did. And then even though we didn't, we just can't turn the ball over in our red zone, because now that's 14 points immediately, and we're losing, even though our defense had balled out for the first three quarters and a drive. So I like what we did in the past game. We dropped a shell, cover four, cover two, played some man, cover two. We were definitely playing a deep shell, which is why they were able to run the ball for 5.7 yards of carry. We didn't really stack the box as much as we didn't blitz as much. I don't think I would have liked to see a little bit more simulated pressures at the end of the game. He tends to just run a zero blitz in previous games instead of why we're not stacking the box and then dropping out in coverage at the end of games is interesting to me. But I wasn't mad at how the defense played for the majority of the game.
Yeah. The defense, I'm not mad, but there are, man, this is the kind of stuff that's frustrating, because I feel like, you know, the offense did enough to get the win, and the defense once again can't get it done in these critical moments, man. It's frustrating, and that's, I'm not pointing the blame at one player, but overall in the biggest moments, it seems like the Bills have the, you know, I'm not talking about games against the Jets and games against, you know, the Dolphins. But when these primetime games come about, and I'm not talking about the time slot, I'm talking about these big games, Chiefs, Eagles, we can't get guys off the field. And that could be a symptom of, you know, playing great offenses. But I think, you know, when you have a defensive coordinator, head coach, who cuts his teeth on defense, sometimes you wish that, like, schematically, that he would make the right call to put some guys in better positions to make plays, or trust them to make plays instead of playing a lot of soft zone. Like, one comes to mind is that one to Devontae Smith on the right side, man, that on the second and four or third and four. You know, it's just little stuff like that, man, that just is frustrating. We saw it with Leslie Frazier. We see it with Sean McDermott. And I get it to an extent, right? We know that, like, outside of Brown and Devontae Smith, what else do they have on offense? They don't have much, right? You got Rasul Douglas, who excels in zone coverage, but he could play man too, right? And so I just want to see, go for it, man. I'm not saying zero blitz, but, man, sometimes, man, play man. You don't always have to play these soft zone coverages sometimes, man. And I think in these moments, it kind of bites them.
Yeah, I think when the offense we have a 4-point lead, we generally do better in the clutch defensive scenarios. When we're in that in between of, like, not wanting to give up a field goal and also not wanting them to get a big play and score a touchdown, we struggle in getting a pass rush at the end of games. And that is what you need to keep them out of field goal range. We did a decent job at keeping them at a 60-yard field goal to end the game. Like, this is a good offense. You kept him at a 60-yard field goal. He hit it. And to keep them out of that field goal range, your defensive line has to get a pass rush with four, because you're dropping seven guys into coverage to keep them out of that touchdown range, and you're not getting a pass rush. So I would have liked to have seen a sack on that last drive. Vaughn is
cooked.
Why he's cooked. We brought him here was to get those type of sacks. And unfortunately, he's coming off an injury. I don't know when that's going to pay dividends, whenever whenever he gets fully 100%. I'm not sure. But like that's the difference in winning the game when you're up three and not giving up a field goal is you get a sack somewhere along that. You put them in a very big deficit where they have to try to get a first and you can play the sneaks. And we just haven't had any sacks on any of these clutch drives on defense.
Yeah, Von Miller, he's cooked. He's cooked. I'm sorry. I even hate saying that. But he continually showed he gives you absolute he nothing on the field. And I get he's coming from an ACL, but if he's not ready, make him inactive. Like, there are times, first of all, let me preface by saying this. Von Miller in his career has never really been good at contain. Okay? Right? He is wild and undisciplined in his pass rush lanes. Like, there are a couple times he let Hurts leak out to the right side, man, and it's frustrating. So Von Miller, I'm sorry, but they got to get out of that contract. We're too late. We're too late in the season. And I don't care if he goes to another team and balls out, but it's done. You got to be done here. They got to be done with him here. I'm tired of it. Every time I see him out there, he doesn't even look the same. Like, he no energy. It just doesn't even look the same. So, and he's one of the best defensive players to ever play the game. I'm not taking nothing from him, but sometimes it don't work out. It don't work out. And that's the case right now. So, any more thoughts on the Bills defense?
I think for the majority of that game, they did enough to win the game in the four. I mean, the offense also did enough. If I look at the entirety of the game, they both did enough to win the game. We missed two field goals. One got blocked. One was wide right. Those win the game. Cooks drop a touchdown, can pass. That wins the game. Whether Davis or Josh misread the situation, that wins the game. And so there's a lot of opportunities on offense. And I haven't whined about the refereeing, but the refereeing kept them in the game for the first three quarters of that game. Bruh. And like I don't understand what is going on to where you're missing some of the calls you have on us, whatever. Like I'm not sitting here, whatever. But there's no reason for them to have one penalty when we're watching penalties over and over again on their team in the first half of the game. So I feel like the refereeing kept them in it as well. And so there was just a lot of opportunities that we missed.
Opportunities, man. Yeah. The refs, like I said earlier, I'm not one to say the refs cost us the game. But boy, it's hard to beat the refs and the Eagles. I tell you that right now.
It's a good football team.
You mean they are a great? They're not just good. They're a great football team. They're a championship caliber football team. And the Bills didn't measure up. It's always something. It's always something. And that's what's frustrating right now. It's like we could beat up on team. It's like if we get out to a couple touchdown lead, we're gonna smoke a team. But it's like when we get to these one score games, man, the wheels fall off, man. And I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. I don't know if it's a DNA issue, but somebody has to, like, man, that's the frustrating part, you know? I'm mad right now. Yeah, I'm mad, bro.
Can I throw this up there real quick? He didn't run a post. He beat his inside guy, and they were running cover zero. He beat him to the outside because they ran a fake screen. And Josh was thinking, because he beat him over the top, let me just throw it out there, Gable. But he's looking over his outside shoulder because that ball technically is supposed to be on the outside shoulder. Josh was just thinking, he beat him, I'm going to throw it out there, he'll be able to see it, catch. Could Gabe have looked over his inside shoulder? Yeah, sure. But he was looking out over his outside shoulder because that's where the ball was supposed to be.
Yeah, no. Gabe should have turned around, right? He did it in Kansas City, so there's no reason why he couldn't do it now. But Josh, I felt like Josh rushed the throw too. Like, he didn't have to. He had more time in the pocket to throw that ball, I think. So it's on both of them. It's on both of them, man. They both a missed opportunity. I mean, if we want to really get down and be diabolical, James Cook on the sideline had him beat and dropped the ball. Like, it's not just one play ever.
Diggs dropped two crucial first down catches as well this game, which is
we could talk about Trent Sherfield not being on the same damn page. Two opportunities by Trent Sherfield were missed in the red zone today. What's going on there? There's no excuse for that. There's
and
no
that
excuse
been
for that.
Like a 6-7 yard game, there was nobody there.
Josh nobody there. Well. So, I'm not going to sit here and pile on Gabe Davis. I'm not going to do that. He played well. Do I like him as a future number two for this team? Hell no. Get rid of his ass. But I'm not going to sit here and pile on him today. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not a big fan of him, but he did his job, and him and Josh got to get that shit sorted out. Like, why is Sherfield even playing three targets? Yeah.
It was a long drive, and I'm assuming one of the receivers needed a break. I'm not sure who it was. It was a really long drive. And so that's the only reason he'd be in the game in that situation is because either Diggs or Khalil Shakir needed a break.
Yeah. We're going to get to the playoff picture here in a minute, but we're going to continue down this, the box score here. Good Lord have mercy. I'm going to need some like serious drugs after this. I might just work from home tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to do. The Buffalo Bills on offense, Josh Allen, 29 of 51. I'm sure there's a stat out there that when Josh Allen has to throw the ball more than 45 times, they lose the game. I'm not sure. I'm going to do some research into that this week and find out. 339 yards, 6.6 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. 1 sack he took. Not mad about that. Josh Allen, 9 carries, 81 yards, 9 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns.
Love that.
That's good. Like I'm gonna tell you what I like in a minute. James Cook, 16 carries, 43 yards. I mean, I didn't like on first down that was their calling card, running up the middle with those two behemoths up front. I felt like they could have diversified that a little bit, used a little bit more RPO. But overall, I really like the game plan. Latavius Murray, 9 carries, 30 yards. I love the fact that they were not afraid to run up the middle, even though those two guys are phenomenal. Ty Johnson looked pretty good in this game, even though the stat sheet don't show it. 6 carries, 19 yards, 1 on a got called back on a good run. So it's overall, terrible call. Once again, terrible call. 40 carries, 173 yards on the ground, 4.3 yards per carry, 2 touchdowns. That's a decent day on the ground for those guys. Receiving, Gabe Davis, 6 carries, 105 yards. He was the leading receiver in this game, 17.5 yards per reception, 1 touchdown, on 12 targets. Stephon Diggs, 6 receptions, 74 yards, 1 touchdown on 11 targets. James Cook, 6 for 57 on 7 targets. Khalil Shakir, 3 for 47, Dalton Kincaid, 5 of 38, and then Latavius Murray. So overall, 339 yards. About the offense here, I like the design. This is another week where I feel like the offense really they looked the part again. This looks like the Bills offense. So if you take anything positive away from this game, okay, there's 2 points. One, your offense is back. Josh Allen is back, baby. Like, listen, I understand being mad with me right now. Please, I get it, okay? But when you wake up tomorrow, you look in the mirror and go, damn it, our offense is going to be all right. The Bills are going to be all right moving forward. I'm telling you right now, it ain't over yet. It's not over yet. The Bills need to go 2-1, okay? So you lost, right? But you got to beat Dallas. And you got to beat Kansas City, which are both beatable teams. You just got to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If you lose one of these games, you're cooked. 7 wins, you're done. I think you're done. The Bills, you're not done, but boy, you are on life support. So the Bills could still make the playoffs. It's not over. The Bills currently are 10th in the AFC right now.
A game out, right? A game out of 7th, I feel.
Yes. Had the Bills won, they would have been in 7th place. Yeah. So they are a game out. It's not over. The NFL has shown us, and the AFC especially, that anybody can win on any given day. So the Bills aren't out. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If the Bills do make the playoffs, watch out, because they're going to be hard to beat. They're going to be very tough to beat. The fact that you went into Philly in the rain – and gave them everything that you could give them. Oh, and by the way, the refs did help a little bit. And you beat yourself, okay? You beat yourself. I mean, this is not a show of moral victories. And I always try to keep it 100. But they beat themselves tonight. They did not execute. And it, and that's, you know, it's a problem. So, thoughts on this? The defense, the defensive holding, pass interference. Oh my God! What did you see out there? Because I saw a lot of holding, man.
There's two blatant ones, right? The one on Diggs with Slay, and then Slay couple again. He Diggs. Was early mm-hmm. on Sherfield, and they didn't call that. They didn't call a late hit on Diggs after we scored. I mean, there was just I think I could name so many plays where they could have called a penalty on them and they didn't. And they, I mean, that's what we get when we go to Philly, right?
Yeah. Hey, and listen, that AJ Brown fumble, that, to me, that was a fumble. It was a bang bang play. 2 feet down, though. He had feet down.
I'll say it'd be interesting to see what they would call if it was us. But I would have called that incomplete as well. That's not one of them that, like, but I would have called it incomplete if it was us too. And I just have a feeling that shit would have been a fumble if it was us.
Yeah, it would have been a fumble if it was us. I don't know if there's a vendetta against the Bills in the NFL sphere of wins and losses, but man, the refs were not kind to the Bills today. It just did not go their way. But again, championship caliber teams win these kind of games, regardless of the refs. So what does that tell us? I think there's a theme here. There's a theme here. As much as we love the Bills, they are not a championship caliber team yet. They just aren't. I think in these moments, they've had enough of these moments where you have to come out on top. And the Bills continually, in these big-time moments, they fail us either on the offense or the defense. Can they get there? Absolutely, they can. But they just haven't got over the hump. And I think that's the thing that where you temper your expectations, right? I mean, I know you know some of them out there may disagree with that, but that's how I feel about right now. So
I think the difference, like, when you say they're not championship caliber, and I agree, what we've shown so far is not championship caliber, but I think there are certain teams that can't get there in a season, and there's some teams that are just, like, right before that hump. And I feel like we're right before that hump of being able to compete for a championship. And so, like, that it to me is fixable in a year. I do still hold out that if we get to the playoffs, like, this team can win a Super Bowl the way it's constructed, in my opinion. But, like, because we put ourselves in this position, given what we put on the field the first 10 games, now we have to get to the playoffs, and that's, like, the focus, right? So, like, I mean, if we get there, then all hell could break loose for us, but we just
sure. have to get there. But you got to get there, and there's no guarantee, right? Man. Let's talk about special teams. Tyler Bass. Oh, man. Brutal. That was brutal. One was blocked. Okay. That was a good play by Jalen Carter. But boy, did he miss wide right. He's been inconsistent all year. It's something that we have yet to see from Tyler Bass. And it's one of those things where you can't blame the holding, right? My man's just inconsistent now, and it's concerning. It's very
It'll be
concerning.
Interesting to look. Like, don't get me wrong, he's been inconsistent, and I hold no resonance towards that. Like, he's got to be better. But I would be interested to see how many of his field goal attempts have been inside of 30, because I have a feel like I'm almost positive that he's kicked a lot of field goals outside of, like, a 45 to 55 yard field goals, and
sure.
And so, like, he needs to make those. That's why he's here. It was a tough rainy condition today, and Elliot was just a better kicker. It's just that 60, like, I feel like the defense did a solid job to keep him to a 60 yard field goal, and he drained that bit. So, I mean, it was a tough loss.
Yeah, he hit that. Yeah. He hit it. And it was a knuckleball, and the wind was blue. I mean, it was real ugly. But he hit it, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, man. Like, the Bills aren't championship caliber yet. They have not gotten over the hump, and it's okay to say that. You know, they just ain't there yet. But it's always something. It's James Cook missing a wide open. Josh Allen couldn't have thrown that any better. It's 6 points missed from field goals, right? It's
7 points passes. Giving up on a turnover.
Yes, yes. Yeah. In those games, you cannot come away with three. You need seven, right? Yeah. Right. So as much as, you know, you want to pile on Tyler Bass, but the offense has to get in the end zone, unfortunately. So I guess it's this, to make it make sense. In big games, you just have to count on your offense to be otherworldly, because you can't count on the defense in big-time moments. You don't have the pass rush to put teams away. As much money as the Bills, they spend more money on their defensive line than any other team in the league.
Fair, because Von Miller has a large chunk of that. but he's hurt.
But they do. Did they not spend that money on the defensive line, regardless of circumstances? They spent it.
But the majority was on Ed Oliver's been playing out of his mind. Von Miller is that chunk that is like, you're paying him a lot of money to go out there and close the game. Like that's what, and he's just not doing it. He's hurt, whether he's hurt or he got over the hump. I still see some, like, sometimes he'll get out there and have a nice pass rush. I see some life in him, but he's not consistent. And that money's to him. So like the rest of the D line, I feel like is playing doing what they're supposed to be doing. Somebody's got to step up and be the closer though. And I don't see one yet.
Yeah, no, I feel like in those big time moments, the defensive ends I'd like to see out there are Russo and Floyd. Okay. Ed Oliver's holding his end of the bargain. But in the second half, the pass rush wasn't there. Now, this is the Eagles' offensive line. It's one of the best in the league, top three at least. Okay. So, but they didn't have Lane Johnson. So I give him some grace on that. However, they got to play better. Everybody on the defense had to play better. They have to play better. And you know what? It's one of those things where they got a ton of injuries, man. So part of me feels bad to even fix my mouth to say that. It feels disrespectful to some of the other guys on the defense that we know. But, boy, like Tyrell Dotson, for what PFF has said about him being a top-graded linebacker, did y'all see that tonight? Tyrell Dotson looked like Tyrell Dotson tonight.
For the majority of the game, he looked all right. The end of the fourth and the overtime made this defense look like they struggled all game, but they really didn't. Like the first three quarters, they played good defensive football and got the ball back to the offense quick. And Dotson did have a lot of plays at the end of the game where he made a mistake or slipped up or whatever it may be.
I'm not tripping on everybody. I'm talking about Tyrell Dotson, not anybody else but him.
For the first three quarters, he played solid.
I don't think so. I would have much rather had Dorian Williams in there and on some. You can shake your head, but Dorian Williams is making that damn tackle on Jalen Hurts in the open field. Is he not?
I don't think so. I haven't seen anything from – he might not even be in the right spot.
You're just saying that because he's a rookie, and you hate rookies, bro.
I don't hate rookies. I think
– you're telling me Tyrell Dotson played well tonight.
No, I said he played good, solid for the first three quarters, and Dorian isn't a better substitute for him because Dorian is in the wrong place 60% of his snaps.
Dotson is in the right position and can't make the play. I'd rather take my chances.
And that's the difference. Like, it's a difference of opinion. But, like, if I'm a teammate of theirs, I would rather have somebody in the right place that's not making a play than somebody that's in the wrong place the majority of the time and I have to cover for. So, like, that's probably the reason that Dorian isn't getting as many snaps, because he's in the wrong place quite a bit.
Frustrating.
It is frustrating.
It's frustrating, man.
I'd rather have this Milano frustrating. Out there for Charlie, though.
Oh, man. I don't even know who that is right now. He's dead to me. No, I'm kidding. Man. This is a tough one. You're listening to the Buffalo Rumblings post-game show. Via YouTube. This will be on all podcast forms, Intentional Groundings Podcast, I'm the Sterling Fro. I got my boy Albro Poe. Closing remarks. We got the Overreaction podcast with Joe Miller coming up here in about 12 minutes. So stick around for that. Matt says, "Sup, Sterls and Poe. What up, my dude? How you doing, man? How you living? We struggling over here, my dude. We struggling tonight." Positives. I hate leaving this show on a negative note. It's the season of Thanksgiving. It's the season of Thanksgiving, man. Like, what can we be happy about with this squad? I'll let you go first. Moving forward, like if you had to say, okay, like, you effed up. Yeah. Here's where we're at.
I mean, to be honest, like, if you put it in perspective, there's a lot to be happy about. It's just unfortunate that it comes on the tail end of the loss, because the offense that we were seeing 2 weeks ago, there was no light at the end of that tunnel. Because and as much as I'm always going to try to spread a light at the end of that tunnel, that offense looked like it wasn't going to win more than 7 games this year. And so moving forward against these teams that aren't as good as the Eagles are 9-1. They're probably the best football team in football right now. And to be able to go out there and score 31 points on them with an offense that we didn't – I mean, there's a lot of positive to take from this game. It's just unfortunate it comes at the tail end of a loss. Now we get the bye week. That's also another bonus. Going to get guys healthy, going to get guys fresh. And then we got Kansas City who, if we play like we played today, even with the struggles against Kansas City and Kansas City, we win that game, in my opinion.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy Matt's son, man. He's crying right now, dude. I got a kid that cries too when they get these heartbreakers. It's tough. But you know what? It, as a Bills fan, you wear those battle scars, man. You tell them, like, yo, this is part of being a Bills fan. Like, you're gonna be tough for this. You know, it's gonna be all right. On a positive note, though, yeah, I'm thankful for the offense. I'm thankful for the play calling. The play calling was way better. It is way better. I love what Joe Brady is doing. Keep it up. I'm thankful that they get a bye week to kind of sort out some more wrinkles, get Trent Sherfield's ass in on the same page. I'm sick and tired of seeing that crap. Look at me being negative again, but and they can run. They got 3 guys that can run the ball. Like, I'll take that. I like to see Khalil Shakir been more involved in this game. I felt like, I would like to see him catch the ball more. But overall, man, like, it's the defense tonight. Today is the defense, right? And inopportune moments and the refs. The defense coupled with the refs kind of put the Bills to bed tonight. We're not going to do this, though, Don Mega. Let's fire McDermott. Take over the bye week. We're not doing that.
Man, it could be, offense, defense, and I mean, not and special teams actually. So, like,
sure,
the offense should have had a 25 point lead at halftime. That they also should have scored a touchdown on that overtime. The defense should have kept them from getting a touchdown in overtime, held them to a field goal. The offense can't turn the ball over in our 20 yard line.
Sure,
so like, there, there's plenty of plays and blame to go around from this team, and Micah can't. I mean, you can't lose 50-50 balls to a guy that. I mean, like,
that's like 5'3".
I mean, I don't think he's 5. I think, but like,
I'm joking. I'm joking. Random,
he's I've never heard of him before. So like, and I'm not saying that any receiver can go in there and make a play. I just would like to see a guy. The quarterback held the ball for 6 seconds, threw a random ball up in there, and the guy went up and caught it. It was a good play. I mean, a good play, and I would like to see Micah make plays on that. I mean, it's just there's a lot of blame to go around, a lot of plays that were missed. The good part is, like, the team that we had 3 weeks ago probably gets stomped out by this team. So,
yeah, there are some improvements that have been made, right? Like, hang your hat on that. So, we're going to wrap it up here, man. Sheesh. It's a bye week, so we don't have to – even though we're on a bye week, I might come in here and chop it up next week next Sunday night, just to, do a temperature check, see how we're feeling for Kansas City. The season's not over. I feel like the Bills can still get in the playoffs. I feel like they will. I feel like I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to beat the Chiefs. The Bills will beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
Okay.
It might be close, but the Bills will beat the Chiefs. They've done it before. They're going to beat the Chiefs.
If we come out this bye week, like I think that, and we always come out tough from a bye week. If we come out this bye week, it might be a stopping.
Yeah.
It might be one.
Well, I ain't going to give McDermott that much credit, my dude.
I don't think he's lost out of a bye week, right?
I don't know.
If I look at the numbers, that. I don't think he's ever lost.
He probably has a good record after a bye. Yeah. You know, say some prayers for Milano and Daquan Jones. You know,
we're missing them and Trey and like,
yeah, no,
the 7-3.
Yeah, so sure.
I would like to have a bigger lead. I would like to make field goals. I would like to not give up a field goal in the last minute of a game. That would be great. There was just a lot of things that I'd like to score that touchdown at the end of that game's over. If Gabe and Josh are on the same page, it's tough plays.
Beat the Chiefs but lose to the Cowboys. They ain't lose to the Cowboys. You kidding me? Bills are going to win the next two.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the pulse, man. That's the pulse. Man, thank you guys for sticking around and hanging out with us. You know, it's always, even when we lose, man, it's still fun to just kind of get some therapy, right? Get some therapy and some things to wrap your mind around for the next week. I mean, we're going to see what happens, you know, in this soap opera. We're going to see if Chad comes out of the corner. You see what he's like. You know, we're going to see if he comes, the Bills got to come out swinging. All right. You know, the true heart of a champion is how you respond when your back is against the wall. Right. So the book is not closed. Do something
crazy to get in. So crazy. We're going to have to like be a really good football team to get in. Uh-huh. And then if we get the AFC East, like we're going to have to do some crazy win out. And you know what I mean? If we do that, we're going to be a very good football team going into it.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
They're still, you know what I mean? They're still like.
And I know we're working with these ifs and buts and ands and all this kind of stuff, but man, this is the position that the Bills put themselves in. And we'll see what happens, man. The book has not been written on this season. So hang in there, hang tight, man. You know, we're coming down. We're down to the end. And we'll see what this team is really made of, right? So anyway, thank you for listening and watching. If you are going to check us out, this show will be on all podcast forms by the end of the night. I hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving. By the way, go Blue, beating Ohio State once again. That's three times in a row. Go Blue, baby. Go Bills. We up out of here. Peace.